SOP 205. Today, I've got some quick tips, and we're going to talk about staying on track.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hello, it is I, your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting to recording, all of the above. If you'd like to learn about it, simply go out to our website at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments toll free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. Or if you're out at the blog, you can leave a comment. And today's show, well, I'm going to talk about two podcasters that got in trouble, and I'm going to just start off with a quick tip today. I am using today a Shure SM58. I'm going into my Behringer mixer, which is going into my Zoom H4, and anytime you're using a mixer, in my case, I'm using one microphone, and all my other channels are down at zero, so that's number one. Any channels you're not using, make sure they're off. But there also there's a tape input, and I'm going to do something here real quick. You hear that noise? I've plugged in a cord to the tape in, which normally I could use to plug in like my iPod if I want to play some music or something like that. But there's nothing plugged into it. Well, when basically in this case, what's going on, I think, when I have this cord plugged into the input, let me turn that off. And there's nothing plugged into it, that cord kind of acts like a giant antenna, and it can pick up radio frequencies that may not be entirely technically true, but it's picking up noise when there's nothing plugged into it. So any cords that you're not using, unplug. Any channels on your mixer that you're not using, turn down to zero to keep everything absolutely quiet. So that's tip number one, because I turn that on, I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm not going into my laptop. I'm going into my Zoom. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, going to talk about two different podcasts I was listening to this week. I've actually been very behind on listening to my podcast, and I'm getting caught up. It's been great fun. And I'm actually listening to things here. It's January 18th, and I'm listening to things that were going on literally around Christmas time. So I'm about 2 weeks behind, if not more. And the one podcast was from an acquaintance, a friend of mine from PodCamp Ohio, Cliff Ravenscraft. You might know him as the Podcast Answer Man at podcastanswerman.com. And Cliff is a very nice guy. I've had phone conversations with him before. And he does this show where he answers questions about podcasts. Now, Cliff is one of the few guys that is making a living solely on new media. He makes money selling equipment. He makes money as a podcast consultant, and he makes money via advertising on his podcast. Not many people can do that. I have a day job at this point. I originally started podcasting to put myself through college. I have done that. I have graduated, and I am now gone back to what I was doing before I was a podcast consultant, and that was a teacher. Now, I still do some podcast consulting on the side, but I am not solely looking at podcasting to food on the table anymore. And Cliff's show on occasion would get sidetracked, and now keep in mind, Cliff is doing this to put food in his children's mouths. So a lot of times Cliff's guests were basically his clients who just happened to do a testimonial while they were on the show. And on occasion, what was happening is Cliff is very, very, very passionate about podcasting, and a lot of his podcasts were about how passionate he was about his passion for his passion of podcasting. So he would spend, 2 minutes talking about how passionate he was. We kind of got that, but yet he would remind us, and I'm not going to pick on Cliff a whole lot, but basically he was getting off track to where finally a listener said, Cliff, if you don't stop with the self-promotion, I'm unsubscribing. I'm subscribed to hear podcasting tips, and you're going on and on and on and on and on, and you're not getting, you know, I sent him an email once and said, do you realize it took you like almost 17 minutes to get to the meat and potatoes of it? And he kind of, well, here's the great thing about it. He did a show where he said, you know what? Somebody sent me this email. They're complaining and I'm going to change. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for critiquing and letting me know I'd gone off track. That is the absolutely best response. Let me give you an example. If you're in a restaurant, I'll make this quick because I realize it's a podcast about podcasting, but if you're in a restaurant, how many times do you get bad service or bad food? You go to check out and somebody says, how was everything? And you go, fine, and you walk out the door and you never come back. That happens a lot. So very rarely do you get a customer, or in our case, a listener, that says, hey, you know what? If you don't stop doing this, I'm not coming back. Kind of like a restaurant saying, look, you know what? You messed up my steak. My potatoes were cold, and generally, you know, my table was dirty. They're going to say, ooh, let me recover, because it's everybody's going to make mistakes from time to time, but it's how you recover that counts in customer service, and in this case, in listener loyalty. And Cliff just came out and said, you know what? I went back and listened. You have an absolute point. I'm going to be more on track. I'm going to get to the point quicker, yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so then I was listening to Edgy Podcast Reviews with Dan and Jana, which is funny because Dan's from the South, and for the longest time I thought her name was Jenna, and he was just calling her Jana because he's from the South and all, but it's actually Jana, and it's at Edgy Podcast Reviews. Very cool podcast. They take in-depth looks at podcasts and then review it. I'm not sure if they're accepting submissions now because they're kind of backlogged, but here again, their podcast is they review three different podcasts. Well, then they added the podcast tip of the week. Then they added the Twitter question, and they kind of have just some other things. And basically, one of their listeners wrote in and said, look, I don't really care about the Twitter question of the week. I don't really care about the podcast, you know, tip of the week, because he's probably just a listener. And that's something where sometimes you got to think about, what is the core audience of this show? Is it people who listen to podcasts, or is it other podcasters? And that would be a tough call on that one, because a lot of the people that are probably listening are podcasters listening to see, did they review my show yet? But nonetheless, Dan did the same thing. He said, you know what? Here's the deal. In the future, the podcast tip of the week and the Twitter question of the week, they're going to be at the end of the podcast. So if you're done, you can listen to the three podcast reviews and just fast forward through the end or just skip it. So they've listened to the critique and they've accommodated the listener. So again, it shows that they're caring, they're accepting responsibility, and it's a great way to handle a customer, or in this case, listener complaints. But it goes back to, in the past, I did a show on getting to the meat and potatoes, because you've got this headline that says, you know, whatever. Today's headline will be like, what is today's headline for this show? What would make you click on this? Handling customer feedback. I don't know if I like that headline. See, I didn't plan. I don't have this in my notes. I'm making this up. Or anyway, so you have to have a headline, something that would make that, because I'm going to get off my topic here. You would have to have something that grabs people's attention. Get to that topic quickly. But then the key point here is, and maybe this will be the headline, sticking to your topic. Now that comes back to podcast planning. Let me give you a great example. A member of the School of Podcasting, Charlie Hayes, is getting ready to launch a new podcast. It's called WP Help Central, I believe it is. Yeah, that sounds right. WP Help Central. It's going to be a podcast, and originally he submitted the idea to me. That's one of the things you can do as a member of the School of Podcasting, is you can let me listen to your podcast as you develop it, and I'll give you feedback and just be your sounding board. And originally it was just going to be about plugins. And I said, that's cool, but realize you don't have a huge amount of control over the content. It's all about plugins, and what happens if you've reviewed every plugin that's out there and some of the plugins aren't worth reviewing? You know, you've got to find the right plugins to have the great content. He said, you know, that's a great point. maybe I'll do themes as well. Well, now he's expanded it to be really about all things WordPress. And he looked at some of the different podcasts that are out there. And there are some for people that are developers, and those are fine. And there are some people that talk about WordPress, but they also talk about Twitter, and they talk about Facebook, and they talk about this, and they talk about that. So it's not entirely, he wanted one that was solely devoted to WordPress from the end user viewpoint. So he's now has a, he has a niche being WordPress, but it's still a wide enough niche so that he has flexibility to pick and choose and have plenty of content to choose from. So it's not like he started out going, it's the WordPress plugin cast. And then he went, okay, well, we're going to expand it to talk about themes. Okay, we're also going to talk about, you know, setting up WordPress or hosting or what, you know. So he created a, it sounds weird, a broad niche to give him access to talk about this without being kind of nailed into, oops, and now I want to go outside of the scope of my original idea. So that's where the planning process comes into play. You can really think about, is there enough material here? Am I going to feel kind of handcuffed where I want to talk more about this and this and that, but that's not the scope of the work, so, or the scope of the podcast? And that really comes down to it. What is this podcast about? Mine, again, kind of have a wide niche. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Podcasting is a niche, but sometimes we talk about planning. Sometimes we talk about producing. Today we've got tips. So we're talking about production maybe and producing and planning. And that allows me to pick and choose material. Now you'll notice that as we get ready to head out the door here, I've been going about every other week. When I first started, I was every week religiously. And after 205 episodes, I am starting to, what I feel is, run a little shy on material. And that's where, you know what? You got great feedback from Cliff and Daniel and Jenna got great feedback. What would you like to hear here in 2010 at the School of Podcasting? I do want to follow up on a previous episode. I did my last episode. One of them was talking about Amazon S3 versus Libsyn. And I had some people said, wow, I'm so glad you covered that. It made a lot of sense. I want to let you know I got my bill for December, and it was $20.75. So, which is, you know, almost double. You're approaching double my Libsyn account. And that's because my podcast, it's called the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. You can find it at logicalloss.com. It gets very busy, as you might imagine, during New Year's resolution season. So, as my dog makes an appearance on the show, mid-December through March, that podcast goes bonkers, and then it slowly tapers off as summer approaches. And because I got a lot of traffic in December and January, my Amazon bill went much higher, because I think in November it was $6. So just to follow up on that episode. But I would love to hear what you would like to hear in 2010. And again, there are a couple ways you can contact me. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast, by all means, stop on out. We've got self-paced tutorials. We've got resources. We've got webinars now. The webinars are back. We're going to have probably one or two of those a month. That'll be great fun. Give you plenty of time to plan ahead of time. And those are free. And if you're interested in those, I think in January we're going to be doing these open to the public. So go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, and you can join in on those as well and get your podcast questions answered. And that's going to do it. So keep in mind, any channel that you're not using on your board, turn off. Any wires that aren't plugged into a mic that you're using, definitely unplug those as well. Otherwise, you'll get those wacky buzzes. And today we talked about sticking to your topic, and be sure that when you're planning your podcast, that you plan a wide enough topic so that you can kind of flex and go in the directions that you want to go without making it so much of a hodgepodge that it appeals to nobody. So thank you very much for listening. Again, this is Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that if you don't start your podcast soon, your competition probably is. Thanks for listening. Till next week, glass dismissed.